Well, it was announced a couple of weeks ago by Canberra Racing Club that they're launching a new two-day carnival from 2020. And Ian Mackay, who was, of course, a member of the staff at the Australian Turf Club and the TAB, is now the chairman of Canberra Racing, and he's online. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, this is exciting. Looking ahead with the Black Opal Day to be run on Friday or Sunday, March 8, and then the very next day, it's Canberra Cup Day, and I understand it's a public holiday that day in Canberra.
That's right, Andrew. So it's exciting for us to be moving to a two-day carnival from next year, and it is a long weekend in Canberra, and it's Canberra Day on Monday, the 9th of March. So we think it's appropriate to run the TAB Canberra Cup on Canberra Day, and the Black Opal will stay on its traditional Sunday on the day earlier. So great to be having a two-day carnival for Canberra.
Is it something the club's been looking at doing?
Yes, we've been tossing it around for some time and spoke to a lot of our members and trainers and asked them what they'd think of it, and as well as our sponsors. And it's got broad-based support, and we're also trying to work with government to ensure that we try and get more tourism into Canberra for our big race meetings. So it's met with support across the board, and we're going to try it for a few years and see if we can really make a go of it.
And leading up, obviously, you've put a lot of emphasis on your preview day in late February as well next year.
That's right. That's exciting for us as well. We've introduced Preview Day, which is on Friday, the 21st of February. And we've got a new race called the Canberra Mile, which is a $150,000 race, which will be a nice lead-in for milers leading into the Canberra Cup, as well as Black Opal Preview and the Canberra Guineas Preview. And it's a day as well, with the two feature meetings being on the long weekend a few weeks later, for people who might be going away for the long weekend to at least get a great day of big racing in Canberra in on the Friday afternoon.
You mentioned government, and I know tourism, and I go to many country cups, and sometimes you see, you know, the council working together with the club, some don't. It's just the way it ends up in any specific area. But you've got federal government there as well. Do they show any interest in racing, in away from just your local government?
We focus mainly working with local government, Andrew, and they're a very key partner of ours to make sure that we work closely with them. We'd love to get some federal politicians along. It's never been possible, again, really, on Black Opal Day because of it being on a Sunday. But we're hopeful that we'll invite a few along on the Friday meeting, the preview meeting, and see if we can get some interest from the federal pollies as well.
The Black Opal, it's a race significance with history, that horses go there and then go to Sydney back for the slipper. It's obviously, there are just so many races, but everyone mentions the Black Opal, Ian.
It's steeped in history, isn't it? And it does tend to be a good horses race when you see the horses that have come through it, like Trapeze Artist and even Encryption. And we think that will continue. We'd like to see the field sizes increase a little. That's been a challenge for us with it being a crowded schedule as the lead into the Golden Slipper. We'd like field sizes to go up a bit, and we've got some plans to work on that. But certainly the quality of the horses that have come through the Black Opal have been fabulous over its history.
And Ian, just finally, on that question again of tourism and working with the ACT, and I know, is there a special festival on at that time as well?
Yes, so it's called the Enlighten Festival, and it's a big, big weekend in Canberra, so it is great for people coming down. And what you'll find a lot of racing clubs are doing is trying to hook into, particularly in country towns, festivals that are already existing. So we can really work together and work with the other sporting codes as well to just create a fantastic opportunity to come and visit we call Canberra a big country town, Andrew. It's just a great opportunity to come and visit Canberra for the long weekend.
Well, there's so much to see there and outside the racing for people that may not have been to Canberra from any direction. So just running through it. So Preview Day featuring the new race, the Canberra Mile, is on Friday, February 21. Then Black Opal Day will be Sunday, March 8, with the race worth $250,000. And then the very next day, Canberra Cup Day, Monday, March 9, the running of the TAB Canberra Cup, worth $250,000, along with the Canberra Guineas. And I will say, when this was announced a few weeks ago, Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports was on, Ian, and he's obviously the team work down at Canberra. And you could hear that in his voice that the Monday certainly added something, that he was very much looking forward to being a part of the Monday racing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very exciting day for us and a good backup after the Sunday for those who can handle it and a whole new market that we'll be trying to attract on the Monday of the public holiday as well.
For sure. How's Canberra life for you, mate? You've been there a few years now.
Knocked up 5 years, Andrew. It's going very well. It does get a bit chilly in winter, but going very well. Really enjoying the lifestyle. The kids are happy and obviously working with the race clubs as chairman has been a great opportunity and a thrill.
Well, you're one of the early things that I think about every Saturday because I read out the temperatures. Ian, this all sounds strange, and Cozzy's just walked into the studio and looked at me with a very funny face. But I mention the weather every Saturday morning at 6:30 about, how we're going to be for all parts of Australia. And I always mention Canberra because we've got Canberra listeners through our FM and AM down that way. And there's just people, I think of Matt Dale, I think of Keith Dryden, I think of you. There's just different people from Canberra that I think of every Saturday. I think I'm digging a hole, Ian.
Well, we used to have a chat every Saturday morning a few years
exactly.
ago, didn't we, Andrew?
And no, exactly.
It's a regular part of our lives. So thank you for thinking of me.
It's not strange, but let's just move on, I think. Thanks a lot, Ian. Good luck with the carnival.
Thanks, Andrew. Great to talk to you.